CPAP.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at SimpleGreen.com. Simple Green, Simple Green.
Are you planning to purchase a new appliance this holiday season? Well, if you want to get the best price, choose from the best selection, and be assured of receiving your appliance selection before the holiday, then you should come to The Appliance Discounters. Unbelievable deals on all GE appliances just in time for the holiday. And for a limited time, you can receive a free GE Cafe dishwasher with the purchase of a GE Cafe refrigerator and cooking product. This will save you close to $1,000. Shop any of our 6 showrooms or online at TheAppliancedIscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at PremierHeatingCooling.net. Try the exotic Havana Heated Buffalo Wild Wings. It combines powerful Cuban spices into one amazing sauce, and it's only available for a limited time. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. It's been a great year, and I want to thank you for your support and your help with doing my show, This Week in Real Estate. I've enjoyed working with you. I've enjoyed meeting with you, and I hope you and your family had a great year. And let's all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I look forward to seeing you just around the bend on This Week in Real Estate. Have a happy and a safe holiday from my family to yours.
Is he okay?
How much is that?
My mic on?
Yes.
Before I introduce our next segment host, I want to thank Barry for the email. Barry sent an email after I did the dog movie list and said, what about Sounder? He is absolutely right. Sounder should be in the top 10. You ever hear of it?
No.
No.
Well, make a note of that. It's a S-O-U-N-D-E-R, one of the great dog movies. But it's about a whole lot more than dogs. It's about how people were treated and are treated. And what a movie. Yeah, they messed up big time. Thank you, Barry. They should have included Sounder. And now, speaking of dogs, and we can now also speak of iguanas. We tried to catch an iguana while we're in Mexico. You can't. That doesn't happen. They're way too quick. And then even if you did, if it's not a pet, they look like they could tear your fingers off, those things. So don't try that. If you have one as a pet or a dog or a cat or a parrot or whatever, we have your guy. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon and your pet's best friend. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, the official cab company of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. STL Taxi, that's the app. It's free, it's easy, and it works. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. The way this works, some people are already on it. They're calling already. You call, and then he helps you. Here are the numbers. Most cell phones, you just need star, KTRS. Other cell phones or other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Call us right now. First come, first serve. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
We're doing fantastic, Doctor. So have you seen Sounder?
I have not.
You have to watch it. You've seen Old Yeller.
Oh, of course.
Have you seen My Dog Skip?
No.
Doctor.
Rinse and Tin.
Come on, Doctor.
Rinse and Tin.
Rin Tin Tin. You know what, Rin? Was that a movie?
No, no, that was a
No, these are movies. These are dog movies.
Oh.
Sounder, My Dog Skip. Make a note of them. You will love them. Now, I know you have turtles. Has there been a great turtle movie? Ninja, that doesn't count.
Yeah, the Ninja Turtles, that's about it.
I don't think there are many turtle movies.
No. But what else do I have? I got a wife. Got some kids.
You don't sound too happy about that.
I got some pets.
You also have some fans and some callers. Would you like to talk to them? All right. Let's get this show on the road. Kathleen is up first. Kathleen, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Been after me.
Wait, hold on.
Is Doug still there?
Doctor?
All right,
whose fault?
That's my fault.
I'm sorry, who are you now? Tell everybody.
Peon here.
Peon's fault. Kathleen, if you don't mind holding, we have to reconnect with Dr. Doug.
No problem.
That won't take long. So do you have any time-killing music?
Sure.
You know, something like just while we're waiting. So there you go.
How is everybody?
Well, Kathleen,
everyone ready for Christmas?
No. How about you?
All ready. Ready to go.
Well, tell us your story. How big is your family? Who's coming over? Are you going somewhere else?
I'm going to my daughter's house. She lives in Wentzville.
Ah, is she married?
She is married, has two boys, and they'll be coming with their women, so it'll be fun.
Do you like her husband?
Oh, very much so. He's a gem.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Jim, what's his last name? Jim.
Oh, stop. Oh, no,
all right, Doug is
John.
Back. We don't need
him. All right, no more chit-chat. I'm sorry. Yeah. We were just starting to really hit it off, Kathleen, and now they're breaking us off.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you later. Yeah, we'll talk later, and I.
I hope so. So she's back. Now say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
I've got a problem. My sister has been after me to call you for months.
Okay.
I have a Maltese poo who's 12 years old, a male. He's been neutered. He sleeps with me. He's adorable. I love him dearly. He's cute as a bug. But he's afraid of me. Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he goes upstairs. If I go upstairs, he goes downstairs.
My wife does that. She's afraid of me. At night, if I go up, she goes down.
My daughter thinks that I'm possessed or something.
Damn, I know
what you're doing. Know what's wrong with this dog.
So it doesn't happen at night when you end up going to bed for good.
Yeah, when I turn off the light, he comes in, crawls in bed, and snuggles.
Well, again, I agree with Frank. My wife won't do that unless I turn off the lights, too.
Unless you turn off the lights and bring in a replacement.
Well, right.
Seriously, is there an issue, a physical issue or something?
Well, it's a little hard to know. Do you wear perfume all day?
No, that's kind of painful. I wear the same perfume I've worn for 30 years.
Okay. So one thing you might do is as soon as you get home or when you're available around noontime or 1 o'clock, give him a little, how much does the dog weigh?
He weighs about 10 pounds.
Okay, so give him a Benadryl. And just try that, the 25 milligrams.
Or put him to sleep.
And just see if it takes the edge off of him.
Okay? Like adult, like people?
Yeah, yeah. They take a higher dose than we do. So, and you might want to check with your vet, just so I don't want to play doctor on the phone and get
you. You're not playing doctor, you are a doctor.
Well, that's right, I am a doctor. That's what I'm thinking. So, but anyway, you might try that just to see if that takes
well,
the
I don't
edge
want
off
to drug him. I don't want him to be in a sleeper.
Well, he's not going to be. I mean, Benadryl's pretty safe and all
okay.
that.
Right.
Does anybody have a bug as a pet, like a pet bug?
A pet what?
A bug.
Like a roach or something like that.
I do. I get spiders.
Because Kathleen just said he's cute as a bug. If somebody has a bug, he's cute as a dog.
Oh, God.
I wonder. I guess
try that first and see if that works. If it doesn't, give me a buzz, and maybe we'll talk to one of the behavioral specialists. Okay, honey?
I'll give it a shot. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Kathleen, Merry Christmas.
And back at you.
All right. I like her a lot, and she called you Deary. Did you hear that?
Who, me?
Thanks, Deary.
Maybe she needs a man.
Dr. Deary.
Yeah.
Well, if she needs a man, how are you going to help her?
Well, I was going to give her a
Dan. Oh, okay.
Dance
I don't
around.
Think you got much
what?
Of a chance with the ladies because they've heard how you talk about your wife. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you've kind of blown it that way. Let's get John in here. John, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, everybody. A with the BM.
Thank you, John.
Hey, John.
Hallelujah. Hi, John.
Calling from beautiful downtown Pontiac, Illinois.
Oh, I've been there. I've actually been there. I landed at that airport, which is the size of a small sidewalk.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So what do you got?
Got a question, Dr. Doug. Got a 16-year-old Shepherd Lab mix. She hasn't shown any signs of sickness, but she just seems to be losing weight. We switched her to a high protein dog food that's for senior dogs, but she just seems to be not holding any weight now.
Yeah, so it could be that she's got some kind of aging process that's really putting a burden on her. So you might want to have your veterinarian do a good exam, make sure he doesn't feel any masses or anything inside, but also run a little blood work and make sure you're not in some kind of kidney failure or something that's more subtle that will take the weight off. But usually when you have that, something's going on, you just have to do a little bit of homework and figure out what it is. And unfortunately, you know, at a 16-year-old, a big dog like that, it might be something that is or isn't recoverable. But your vet should guide you through this process, okay?
Okay. I just didn't know if there's anything as far as diet-wise that we
No, I think you got to rule out the nasty stuff first to make sure. Could be a thyroid problem. Too much thyroid, which isn't that usual, can cause weight loss just because the metabolic rate goes up, the heart rate's real fast. But I would think other things in a 16-year-old big dog. So I would just get that blood work would probably be the most useful thing. Okay?
All right, sir.
Good luck, and have a good holiday.
Thank you for listening, John.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. And Stephanie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Peachy, how are you?
Peachy. Oh, peachy.
What you got? I have a six-month-old Labradoodle named Nellie. That's a female. And from the time I got her, when she sleeps, she wets herself. And now it has gotten to where when she lays, she wets herself. So I was, wondering if she probably had like an ectopic ureter.
Well,
a what?
What was that term?
Ectopic ureter.
Whoa.
So I don't think that would be very rare. I would think, number one, has she been spayed?
No, she's getting spayed Friday.
Okay, so sometimes they get little vaginitis until they're spayed, and that could tease them and make them feel like they have to pee. So that might be what's doing it. Now,
well, we've seen our vet, and he had thought maybe that it was more of a hormonal issue, and when she got
closer to
puberty, it would work better. Well, used to, when she was like 3 months old, she would pee when she would sleep. Now, when she just lays down, she'll get up, and probably a quarter of the time there's a wet spot.
I still think that could be hormonal because she is kind of in that phase when she's going through some big hormonal changes, and I would get her spayed ASAP and see if within 3 weeks that doesn't recover it.
Or otherwise, in this case, ASAPP.
Otherwise, you're going to have to rule out some other physical abnormalities like you're describing. But
okay.
Think simple first, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Think horses, not zebras, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Although I like
All right.
zebras, but...
All right, thank you very much.
Stephanie, Merry Christmas. Christmas. Thank you for listening.
Whoa.
I've never heard that expression.
She had a lot of energy.
No.
Think zebras, not horses.
No.
Anybody ever heard that?
Yeah,
I think
that.
Oh, didn't she say think horses, not zebras?
Yeah.
Oh,
think of the traditional, the regular, not the abnormal.
Ah, there's a great zebra joke that I can't tell, but a zebra goes to heaven and he wants to know if he's white with black stripes or black with white stripes. That's all I can tell you. You just have to figure the rest out on your own.
What's the difference between Santa Claus and Tiger Woods?
I don't know.
Santa Claus only had three hoes.
Okay.
Listen, wait, let the laughter die down.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. Maybe
how did that lead
wrong.
To? He was telling a zebra joke. How did that lead to? You
I just
don't ever try to
that.
Figure Dan's brain out. Don't do that. Let's go to John. John, oh.
John's gone.
Okay, I don't blame him. Dave, Dave, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hi, Dave. Hello, gang. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dave.
What you got? Well, my daughter picked up a turtle out of a neighborhood subdivision type pond. And probably 15 years ago, and I'm assuming it's a painted turtle, it's been in a 10-gallon aquarium for at least 15 years. Do those get very big? I mean, it's maybe...
You know, it's interesting. They always tell you that the reptiles will grow in a relative fashion to the size of their enclosure. So if this guy's curling on the edges, that might mean that he's got some stunted growth. But yeah, those guys can get, the pond turtles can get really big. I've seen them, probably 8 inches and 7 to 8 inches in diameter.
Let me show people what you're talking about there, 8 inches. That's a pretty good size shell.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I think that you can bring him in if you think there's any problems. But if he's just small, it probably has to do with the size of his aquarium.
If he smokes, have you seen him smoking? That'll stunt your growth.
Yeah, yeah.
Turtle smoke cigarettes. That's not good.
No, no cigarettes.
Okay. Right.
But let me ask you this. How long can these things live?
You know, the turtles can probably live 20 to 30 years, the pond turtles.
So it's those big ones that live to be 100, right? Those great big
tortoises. The big giant ones can live 75 to 100 years or more.
And let me ask this. He said it's a painted turtle. What does that mean?
Just a common name because they have some nice coloration on their legs and their face.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a little pond turtle is what it is.
Okay.
I just want to tell you one last thing. This turtle's name is Poor Thing because when my daughter had it, we named him Poor Thing because you hardly ever fed the poor thing. But
that's a good name.
Now, I've been taking care of him, but he doesn't really seem to grow much, but he does seem to be in good health. And they shed their scales on their backs, right?
Yeah, they will sometimes normally and sometimes abnormally.
How do you know if a turtle is in good health? Because they move.
Well, their weight is important. Are they eating? Is the beak overgrowing or not? All normal?
No, it seems fine. He can bite my finger real good if I put it in there. Okay. No, he seems fine. I guess he's a he. I don't know if he's a he or not.
Yeah, how do you tell that, Doctor?
Okay, there's a couple of different ways. Number one, you got to have kind of a relative understanding. But the males have really long front nails.
You know, like bring in an uncle.
Because they like to.
The males have really long weasers. That's how you tell
the difference.
They like the females have short penises.
Okay, so the males have long nails because they stimulate the female by scratching on her back.
Sure.
This works for me too, by the way.
Like foreplay.
And then the females have a short nails, and they also have a short tail. The males have a bigger tail because they don't want their tail in the way, right? So the females don't need one, so they've got to get everything out of the way in preparation.
That's
for
important.
Mr. Wingy. And then and then the males also have a slight concavity to their plastron, the lower part of their tummy.
A slight tummy cavity?
No,
I don't think that's what he said at all.
Concavity.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah, he is kind of concave underneath, so he's probably a male then.
He sounds like a stud muffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest of you guys are all warped.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That means we're doing our job.
That's a compliment.
Is this Sean or Dave? I got lost.
Dave.
Merry Christmas.
You too, Dave. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I've gotten to where it took years and years and years to stop criticizing people who like things I didn't understand. So I don't criticize them anymore. I'm not on that page. I don't get the turtle thing. And, Doctor, I know you have them. It's a pet. I don't get it.
They're very responsive, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely. How?
Well, I mean, I paper, all my tortoises,
weeks.
And they'll come to me. Of course, they know it.
That's good. Go get the paper, and they bring it in, and it's the October 7th paper.
But no, they know I'm going to provide the food. So I've got them kind of trained to food.
So when you go to feed them, they actually poke their heads out of the shell and stick their legs out and come walking toward the food?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I didn't think they did.
All I do is whistle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who's next here?
Mike.
Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your show, guys.
Well,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, Mike, what you got?
Mike?
I got a lumberjack.
No, I am not a lumberjack, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
I got about a 10-year-old chocolate lab. I called you maybe 6 months ago. She had a little, like a hot spot on her back leg. She wouldn't leave it alone. We did the cone. We've done wrappings, and it's never really resolved. And now it seems like similar kind of lesions, round, bare spots have shown up on her front paws. I did some internet research, which we all know how reliable that is. But it sounds like, and it has a kind of a distinct odor, that maybe this is a yeast or a fungal type infection. Mm. Is that something you think?
Well, anything's possible.
But the thing is,
if the dog's licking at it a lot, you could be picking up the odor from the mouth and stuff. So it may not be that, and it may be.
Yeast
so
breath.
I would say come on in and to your vet, and if you don't like what they have to offer, we have some ideas. We might do something a little bit different.
Would they do like a scraping? Do they do? I mean, I work in the medical field. I know what you would do with a human. Is this the kind of thing they would do, a scraping, and then you do a typical kind of,
if they think it looks like an external parasite, like a mange, they would do that. If they think it looks like a fungal infection, they can do a sample on some gel and see if it'll grow out something. And if they think it's just a lesion that the animal keeps working on, like someone chewing on their nails, they might try something like a cold laser freezing, either a freezing or a cold laser to try and get the tissue to heal. So there are a bunch of different options, and also there's all kinds of other medications and injections. But I would talk to your vet and make sure that they have a chance to give you the best options, and if that doesn't work, then try somebody else.
Okay.
Mike, has the dog ever been out of the country?
The dog has never been out of the country.
All right, then if it's a lesion, it's an American lesion. Just go to the
American lesion.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, you too. Now he wants out of here. Thank you, Mike.
Are they an actor with all of the spots all over his body? Lesion mesem.
That's not, you know what? That's not even almost funny. It's just not.
He has other attributes.
Wow.
Merry
Sorry,
Christmas.
Doc. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Bye, kids.
Have a good holiday. Happy Hanukkah to you, because I know you're Jewish, and we'll see you after the holiday. Okay, hang up on it. That's fine. Okay, be that way if you want to. That was Dr. Doug Pernikoff. His clinic is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He is your pet's best friend, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM of the PM cab company. I'm going to turn it over to Dan, who will turn it over to Tim, and then we'll turn it back over to John Londoff. Dan, take it away.
All right, thanks, Frank. And now we're going to turn it over to Tim Weiland to give you some traffic, Tim.
All right, first of all, this traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. Filled with fresh holiday flavors and irresistible savings, Sam's Club is the destination for your holiday entertaining needs. Hurry to Sam's Club for amazing savings. See Club for details. They just cleared a stall on eastbound Highway 40 in front of Union Station. It was blocking a lane. That's why we're jammed up right now from Vandeventer up to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have north and southbound to 170 pretty well jammed up. Southbound from Olive to Highway 40. Northbound from Olive up through Natural Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270, we're slow east of McDonald through about 170. We have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270. That is from Page down through the Clayton Road overpass. Looks like they're still working with that accident northbound 270 before McKelvey. You're backed up to Dorset. And this report also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking a child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic with the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner. One gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
All right, thank you, Tim. And now we bring up to the microphone John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Having a good day. Having a very good day.
That's great. So am I. Thank you very much for asking.
It's not true, but I say that because just nobody wants to hear, you know, your stuff. So I'm having a good day.
Not really. People just want to hear that you're doing well.
I'm doing well.
Your listeners love you. I mean, there's a lot there to love. They love you,
well,
man.
Well, what does that mean? There's a lot there to love. That's a fact.
No, you're a loving person. It just means you're jovial.
I lose weight, and I still get older.
It's nothing to do with the weight at all. That's just that you're a very lovable man.
I would disagree with that.
How can you disagree with that? You are very, I mean, people like to hug on you.
They do.
They like
I didn't know that.
Huh.
Well. And I don't care about people. I want women to like to hug. I don't want people to like to hug me. I like women.
Between the three of you, do you guys ever like in the start the show? Hey, bring it in for a little man hug.
Group hug? No.
Never had a group hug.
I didn't say like a group hug. Just like the handshaking. Just a little. Pull it in.
No. We don't do that. Dan one time tried to pull it out, and I said, "Hey, enough of that." You can pull it in, but you can't pull it out.
Put that away.
Yeah, put that thing away. We don't do the... No, I don't think we've ever done that. We don't even shake hands. We don't have to. You see somebody every day. You don't go, hey, we just walk in and go, what's new? And somebody else goes, nothing. Okay, let's go in the air. That's kind of it.
No, I think there's a little prep. There has to be. The program's too funny. It is. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. You guys make me laugh. I got to be careful when I'm driving home. Make sure that I don't, wreck the car.
Well, if you do, you got plenty of other ones.
We do no prep for the show, really.
We don't know that.
Can I tell you, and I'm not kidding, the show, essentially, before it starts, at about, and I did it again today, at about 5 minutes till three, I say... to Peon, because I usually see him first. I go, hey, what's going on? He goes, nothing. I go, okay. And and if there is something going on, which usually there is, he'll go, oh, hey, did you hear about the robbery? No, I heard about that. Okay, now let's go on the air. That's it.
We like to save it for the air.
Because it's not new or interesting if we've already talked about it to each other. So... most of what we say here, the other two people, really, we haven't heard it. I'm with Peon. I don't know how people could prepare a show like this, because then it just wouldn't be the same.
And you can tell when you hear a show with multiple people on it.
Oh my!
When they're discussing something they've already talked about off the air, because it's all that
there's
they
no
all
spontaneity.
Have set. Yeah, they all have their set statements, what they're going to say, and
it's
all canned. You can tell it's not flowing. Your program flows.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
It's just ebb and flow, like a great river.
There's another great joke that's got the word flow in it. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that joke either.
You just not love this time of year. This weather. Thank you, God. This weather today, a couple of days before Christmas. First of all, we need this after, last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Was Sunday cold or what?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you how cold it was Sunday.
How cold was it?
We didn't even go duck hunting. My buddy's it's too cold.
Well, it's too cold for you to duck hunt, it's cold. We're looking, almost 60 degrees now. Look here, tomorrow, 66.
For Christmas Day, I saw that it's supposed to be 60-something. Wow. I almost don't think that's right, though.
No, that's not right. That's too warm. This says, Christmas Day is Sunday. This says 57, almost 60. And then look here, Friday, 66. Next Tuesday, 65. Yeah, a little too warm, but you know what? Fine. Better than shoveling and scraping.
There are still people probably traumatized from, skidding on that ice Friday night. It was just a bad deal. But good thing it's over with.
I have a suggestion for people out there, maybe too late for a Christmas gift, but I'm serious about this. Go online and just type in snow shoes or snow overlays. They make, and if you don't have any, get them, because we have them. It's like a totes kind of rubber sole. You stretch it and put it over your shoes, and there are tiny little spikes in them. You can walk on solid ice with these things, and you put them over your regular shoes before you get out of the car or as you're leaving the house, and I'm telling you, they dig in the ice, and some of them have like metal springs on the sole, and some are just tiny spikes, but they work.
And, come on, honestly, you have a pair of those?
I have two. We have two. One for her, one for me. They're in the closet off the kitchen. And I have an uphill driveway, and I have taken them in the worst conditions, and you don't slip a bit because you are.
How about bending over and trying to put those on your shoes and tying them on or something?
No, I have to have somebody put them. I can't. Well, I can bend over now, but for years I had to, you know, have somebody else help me.
Yeah,
with
but
them
still,
on.
When you bend over,
yeah, I know it's risky. It's risky.
Yes, always.
Hey, that's when I knew it was time for me to quit playing hockey. When I was, when I was like losing air when I was bending down to just have one skate at a time.
Losing air.
I'd have to come up, you're like, and then you come up, and of course, Dan, you know this, I mean, your hockey pants, you can't have them, like, fastened around your waist, because, I mean, you pass out, you would fall absolutely down, but then you start sweating, because the locker rooms they're too hot to begin with, but the locker rooms, whether it was at Kirkwood Ice Rink or Webster Ice Rink, morning skate, and then I'd come up and I'm like, oh, I'm sweating. I haven't even hit the ice yet. I'm already breaking into a sweat. That's what it's like.
Well,
you're not in shape.
Be careful, Alan Thick. He was playing hockey when he died.
I was in the locker room one time when John bent over to tie his skates.
Dan, I've never been in a locker room with you.
No, John, you didn't realize. Yeah, you didn't know
this
I was
before
in
you knew
there.
Who he was, but he knew who you were, and I know what he's going to tell you. Oh my goodness, John Lonlove's here, and you turned the recorder on.
Yeah, I turned the recorder on.
You could interview him.
Yeah,
and you captured him bending over, putting his hockey stuff
bent down to put your skates on.
Play it for us. I'd like to hear that. Play that.
Oh
man!
Wow, that was some air escaping.
Well, John's right. That was some air. All right. This is
no.
Yeah.
No. That wasn't you?
No.
Sure?
You know, I used to hate, as a kid, they called them galoshes. And you had to pull these galoshes on over your shoes before you went to school. They were almost impossible to get on or off because they stuck to your shoe as you're trying to pull them off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I had galoshes with big old metal clamps on them. A bunch of big
Oh, yeah, and those would get frozen.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them off.
No.
Yeah. No, but hey, good luck asking like a friend or something. Hey, can you unbuckle my... Heck no, I'm like, unbuckle. You just knew we were tougher. You know, I think generationally, I mean, my boys are tough, but I don't know. You just, there was a night where it was the guy that replaced, I've told the story before, Wayne Hagan, he replaced Jack Buck. No one can replace Jack Buck. And he walked in the first game, he walked in with a red sport coat into the booth, Jack Buck's booth at Old Busch Stadium.
They said
Mike Shannon about wanted to kill him, okay?
Yeah, you don't do that.
And so this guy was, it was a late inning game. We're on a family trip. We got a 4-car caravan driving to South Carolina. Luckily, it was an extra inning game. And the third baseman, the guy that kept having a hurt shoulder, big kid, came from Philadelphia. Gosh, I can't remember. And all of a sudden, Wayne Hagan goes to Mike Shannon. You know, is it the guys today, Mike? They're just not as tough as Bobby when you played. You know, Mike Shannon. Well, let me tell you this.
Whoa. Do that again.
Let me tell you this.
Dan, take a back seat to
that. He asked this guy, Wayne Hagan, he goes, let me just ask you this. Are you as tough as your grandfather? And, of course, as Wayne Hagan was, he was an idiot. So he paused. And so Mike Shannon goes, well, let me help you, big boy. The answer is no, you're not as tough as your grandfather. Definitely not as tough as your great-grandfather. So,
you know, it's funny. Dan was actually there, too, and recorded Mike Shannon.
You there?
Yeah, and he recorded Mike Shannon asking Wayne, are you as tough as your grandfather? Here, play it for him, Dan.
Hey, Wayne Hagan, are you as tough as your grandfather?
There it is. I told you.
Did Mike bend over too in the
let me tell you, let me tell you something. No, you're not. You're not as stuffy as your grandfather.
Oh, excuse me. Over too.
That's that handy party.
The air escape.
No.
That was me.
No.
That was me. That was that handy 48 pack I had earlier.
So my duck hunting partner, Jay Andrews, just said that we're funny today. So man, that's pretty good. He's listening. We're not in the duck blind. He's listening to the show, and we're going duck hunting tomorrow, buddy. Jay, you better be ready, son. That's right.
Isn't it too warm? I guess not.
No, that tomorrow's not going to be warm. Tomorrow's high, I think, is only. And we're up north, so we're outside of Foley, a little south of Ellsbury. So I'll tell you exactly what the temperature going to be tomorrow in Foley. Tomorrow's temperature, the high tomorrow is 35 up there.
So that's good.
Okay, that's good. You want it cooler up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So come on. Are you not excited for this time of year? Christmas.
I've always thought it was the most wonderful time of year.
It's not. Look, it's not as. What did you say? It's the most wonderful time of the year. Write that down. That could be a song.
I
don't think it is because we don't have little kids anymore. It's just not the same if there are no kids in the house. To me, I liked it when, you know, there were kids. It would wake up all excited. And my grandson's not at our house to wake up. He should be in his own home. That's the way it should be. So, yeah, it's okay. It's okay, but it's not the same.
Really?
Yeah, and you know that. You had boys. It was more fun when you could get them to sleep, and then, you know, you and Mimi stay up and put some stuff out that you had hidden in the garage or the attic or something. It's so fun.
Oh, boy.
That's a great sound system right there.
Okay, I just had to do
everyone
that.
Everyone's smelling.
Oh, my God. Funny stuff. But you know what's not funny?
Chicken butt, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, one a piece.
Hey, you're funny.
You like it, you like it.
For the last time, no.
What was that?
I don't know. I think there's a second voice in the room.
What the heck was that?
It's the sound machine. You just got a little, no! And you just keep pushing the button. No!
I knew that wasn't his voice.
Oh,
I go,
he sold a machine that just says no a bunch of this. machine?
An employee comes in, hey, can we put more money in that customer's car? I'm like, no!
Can I have enough money to feed my family? No.
Hey, should we give Frank Opinion a little bit more money on his invoice? N-O.
Now it's funny.
Okay.
We're out of time. What would you like to close with?
We're open late tonight, folks. It's a beautiful night. The prices are absolutely ridiculously low. We love the AM and the PM crowd. Charles Nichols, Florence, Missouri, AM and the PM, Colorado purchaser. He's a great, great, great listener, and thank you very much, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Charles Nichols, we appreciate you.
And I got my buddy Andy Quinones from Florissant. There's so many people that listen all the time, and they're customers. They become friends, and I got a great story for you next week, but I can't tell you now, but it's going to be next week. It's going to be a great, great story of an awesome name. They're just good people, Frank, just like
wait.
You.
I can't
just
wait.
Like you. They're good people, the people that listen to this program.
They're the greatest.
So give us a call. We love you, AM and the PM crowd, and you also, Frank. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
I think they got it. I think they got it. All right, have a great duck hunt tomorrow.
You know, thank you very much. Thank you.
And we'll send you some business.
Hey, Dan, doesn't that sound like Dave Matthews? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye. What the heck?
I don't know.
How many people know what Dave Matthews sounds like saying thank you very much?
I don't know.
I think he was thinking, a lot of people get Dave confused with Elvis.
Yeah, right?
Thank you very much. That was John Landoff, but you knew that. And now it's time to talk about another great advertiser, the second longest running advertiser on the show. That's right, Thompson Price, on the show before the show even came here, and the show's been here 19 and a half years. You know what they do? They're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. because those are the two most important rooms of the house and the ones that are dated the quickest. You don't hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see or hear a lot of commercials for a bedroom remodeling business. You don't hear that. Family room remodeling. I don't hear that either. It's kitchen and bath because, they get a lot of use, and those are the rooms that generally you have more to criticize that aren't right. We've looked at, over the years, we'd look at a house, and my wife would say, you know, back when we were getting our first house and our second house, she'd go, I don't like the kitchen. I don't like the bedroom's not a big deal. You paint the walls and put in another socket where there wasn't one, and you're kind of done. But not the kitchen and bathroom. That's another story, and those are important rooms. And it's not just that it'll be great for you. When you go to sell that house, people appreciate good quality work, and they appreciate a great kitchen or great bathroom. So now you got to decide who's going to do it. If you want a $5,000 kitchen, they can't help you. Thompson Price doesn't do that. They do the full-blown wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling complete remodel. But they do it in a timely manner, on time, on budget. In our case, they said They said 3 weeks. 3 weeks from ripping everything out to you have a fully functional kitchen. And that was what it was. There was a fourth week where they put on some finishing touches and some knobs and just a little finish work. But it was functional in 3 weeks. The reason I tell you that is that it's not uncommon for people to be down without a kitchen for sometimes a month or two or three. You don't want that. You don't want to keep washing dishes in the bathtub. That's what we did when we were out. But it was worth it. It was worth the wait, worth the money, because Thompson Price and his people did it. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with and talk to before you make a decision on the kitchen or bath remodel. Showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home.
All right, let's go to check on traffic. Now here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we'll plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. We're looking at southbound 270, drivers stop and go now from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry, and then slow pockets from that point through Highway 55. We also have westbound 70 drivers starting to hit that pocket right around Union through Jennings Station, Hanley out past the airport, and the Blanchette Bridge through Zumbel. Westbound Highway 40 drivers, you're stacked up from Boyle through McCausland. You also have a heavy pocket that you go from Winghaven through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. This report also brought to you by Sam's Club, filled with fresh holiday flavors and irresistible savings. Sam's Club is the destination for your holiday entertaining needs. Hurry to Sam's Club for amazing savings. See Club for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's clean with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com. Simple Green,
Simple Green. I moved to Boston when I was two. There was 14 of us in a four-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Merry Christmas, Dave, and to all of you at Laclede Cab. Thank you for all the years you've made the segments like this possible. Laclede Cab has an app. It's STL Taxi, and it's free, and it works. Please download it. It's a quick way to get yourself the only cab you want, and that is a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Wait, that's me.
That is you. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Great.
All right. Well, this got kind of too bad. Apparently, the Postal Service apparently no longer has the deal where kids can write to Santa at the North Pole and get a response. That's too bad. Yeah, although, to be fair, it's probably best. I mean, I finally just got a letter back from Santa I mailed in December of 1985. Pride, I guess.
Wow.
1985.
Yeah.
You know how old I was in 1985?
Long time.
Oh,
no.
5 years old.
Oh,
you were five, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So they have all these stupid college and bowl football games coming up, and the sponsorships are getting even more dumb. We actually now have the Dollar General Bowl and the Motel 6 Bowl.
All right.
Of course, the big challenge at the Dollar General Bowl or the Motel 6 Bowl will be trying to find somebody that has any extra change for the opening coin toss.
Huh?
You know, I don't. You guys are my friends and all, but sometimes
no, we
you,
today.
You don't get some of my stuff. Like maybe you're just not smart enough to get some.
How
of
about
these
this?
Girls.
How about maybe you're so smart it's over our heads?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was implying. Yeah. Right? But you know, and finally, that. Jennifer Lopez. You like Jennifer Lopez?
Sure.
She said that she would like maybe to be president one day. Jennifer Lopez, president. She said that she got the idea when she realized her butt was the size of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a nice butt.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Bill.
Getting while the getting's good. There he goes. Bill Cleveland. Brought to you. I just what? I just got word Laclede does not want to sponsor for him today. Laclede Cab, normally the sponsor, AM and the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi is the app. Amini's has a copper top. When they built that store, they were very smart because they probably said, let's do this, make a copper dome on top, and then it won't look like any other store because nobody else will do this, and nobody else did. And then they said, let's do something else smart. Let's put a collection of things in the store like nobody else will have, and that turned out to be the case. Nobody else has the collection of merchandise they do. Now, some people have some of the things that Amini's carries, but not all of them. You can find patio furniture other places. It's probably going to be okay furniture, maybe even sort of good. It's not going to be what Amini's sells. Amini's sells the best of the best, and they don't sell any junk in any category. Whether you're buying a jukebox or an arcade game or a pinball, please, please, please just go in and check out Amini's. There are so many great Christmas gift ideas or Hanukkah for your whole family for many, many years in the valley.